I saw Doyle Dykes play at Stanroy Music Center when they were still in the downtown store. They've moved since then. It's got to be 20-something years ago. That's too far back to remember when. And there were about 70 of us or so in folding chairs, and this is when Doyle was playing Taylor Guitar Clinics. So he was showing off the Taylor guitars and selling many, I think. And as impressive as his guitar playing was and still is, and I still watch him on YouTube and have been wanting to see him again, as impressive as all that was, what really impressed me more than that was that little music store was turned into a church service. It was during the Christmas season. I think it was early December. There were a couple. There was a dad and his young son next to me wearing yarmulkes, Jewish family. And I, you know, when Doyle would be talking about Jesus and playing Silent Night and Christmas songs, I would just kind of peek over. And they were smiling ear to ear. They were so blessed, as we all were. I was impressed by the guitar playing, but I was blown away by the witness that he is, and he was that day. And I didn't get to talk to him that day. There was a line, I think, out the door of people wanting an autograph or to talk to him. I just scribbled a little note, gave it to one of your girls, Doyle, and just said, guitar playing aside, I was just so blessed to be part of this church service here in Santa Rosa, 2000, whatever it was. So thank you so much, and glad to have you back here in Northern California.
The faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword, his truth is marching on. Still believe that? Glory, hallelujah. Woo. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Beautiful. Do it again.
His truth is marching on.
Tennessee style.
His truth is marching on. His truth is marching. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
One more time.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Every time I come out here, it's just such a beautiful place, and we live in a great country, don't we? Talking about being in the backyard during COVID and all that, everything kind of shut down, and we got two new dogs, and one of them stays with my daughter. We found him. He was a mess. He was just all flea-bitten in the middle of nowhere out in the country. Almost got ran over by a truck. No collar, no chip, nothing. We waited a few days and took him to the vet and cleaned him, and we named him Chet, you know. And so for some of you who don't know, Chet Atkins was one of my guitar heroes. And then the other one, she was in a little pet shop for a long time, never saw the light of day, never had her feet on the grass until she came to our house. And I was walking her out in the backyard. She's my little buddy, and looking for landmines. You know what I mean? You better be careful in there. And the Lord just spoke to me, call Ricky Skaggs and just text him, tell him you love him. And I didn't do it for a while. And I'm not just trying to drop a name, but I'm just telling you the truth. And so I finally did. He texted me right back. What are you doing September so-and-so? I thought, what do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to play with me at the Ryman Auditorium, which is the Grand Ole Opry home for many years. Started off as a church. And I was thinking, he said, we're going to have 2 days, solid days, of worship and praise. And then we did, and it was wonderful. Of course, we weren't there the whole time, but I mean, we did our part, you know. And so I thought, what would they have sung at the dedication of that great place? And so I looked up some songs, and 1891, this song came out.
Get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we will tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory guitar. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. Sing that part. When we all see Jesus. One more time. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. The Baptists used to do it. I married a Baptist. And when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, am I right? We'll sing and shout the victory. But my granddaddy was a choir director at our Pentecostal church. He says, all right, boys, y'all join in. Let's sing this to the Lord. When we all, one more time, get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory now. I was just sitting back there a while ago, and I was thinking about heaven, and I had something in my wallet, and I was thinking about this, and I just pulled it in. I thought, do I still have that? And here it is, right here, so, written on a string, pack of strings. I love this. Billy Graham. Someday you will read or hear that Billy Graham is dead. Don't you believe a word of it. I shall be more alive than I am now. I will just have changed my address. I will have gone into the presence of God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Do you really believe this? Either we believe this stuff or we don't. But I choose to believe it. Long time ago, I don't always sign my guitars. But I signed this one. So that's kind of crass, isn't it, that you signed your own guitar? Well, I gave it away. And I was at this church up in Seattle, and they were collecting money for their TV ministry. They wanted $900,000. And I had already played, and this guitar is sitting up there lighting up the stage. I mean, look at it, Tennessee orange, you know. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, I got to give them that guitar. I didn't really think about it, but it was it was my favorite Taylor. I mean, I played this thing all over the world. And if you look down on the inside of it, you can actually see a picture of my daddy on the inside of that. He played guitar. They called him Bubba. And and I remember the last time he ever heard me play, I was playing this guitar. In fact, we were given a bunch of guitars away that James Burton, Elvis's guitar player, gave to me to give to my favorite charity because I had played a festival for him. And it was at my brother's school. He taught these underprivileged kids, and most of them had never been able to get close to a guitar. Mom and Dad were there, and I ended up with the song I want to play here. And not knowing that 3 weeks later I'd be playing at his funeral. And in fact, I might tell you here. Let me get into my song now. It's kind of serious right here, but it lightens up a bit, okay? This is a wonderful song because of this. I'll see Bubba again, Daddy. Thank you.
consider all the worlds thy hands have made. Take us home. So now you see why did I give that guitar away? And I was doing a radio interview. It was in Chicago, and a friend of mine called me, and he was my publisher, book publisher. What are you going to play at WGN? And I said, I don't know. We're going to play your orange guitar, aren't you? I said, well, I gave that away. And for 10 minutes, he scolded me for giving my guitar away. And he said, well, I'll pick you up and take you to the station when you get to Chicago. I'd like to go with you. I said, sure. He's a good friend of mine. And he came in, and Steve and Johnny were husband and wife. They were the top DJs there in Chicago, talk show DJs, at WGN at the Tribune building. And so I'm sitting there playing a tune, and I think it was Martha's Kitchen, a little tune I wrote for my mama. By the way, she'll be 95 this week. And can I play a little bit of her song? Okay. Ready? Martha's Kitchen. So I was sitting there playing Martha's Kitchen, and somebody, and Johnny, who was a lady DJ, like I said, and I'm going, and she keeps shoving something against my leg on live radio. 38 states were listening, you know, it was amazing. And I'm going, don't you know I'm playing on live radio here? And I looked down, and it was the case to this guitar. And suddenly I looked at her, and I looked at Steve, and I looked at the other Steve. I said, what have y'all done? They said, we bought your guitar back. So they bought it back from the church. So God knows those things that mean something to us. And he cares about you that much. You know, he cares about you personally. God has a personal plan for each of our lives. I remember Mom, she'd never really, she went to the opera once, I think, with me a long, long time ago to the Grand Ole Opry. You're thinking, you play on the Grand Ole Opry? I've never even heard of Doyle Dykes. I've never heard of you either, so here we go. Let's just be friends. And so I remember asking him a couple of years ago, I said, do you mind if I bring my mom over here? I'd be walking out the side door. She's always cooking something for Bubba, my dad, and my brother Aubrey and me. Where are you going with that guitar case? I'm going to Nashville. I ain't coming back. I was 14. What you going to do when you get there? I said, I'm going to play on the Grand Ole Opry. All right, don't be late for supper. And here I am on the Grand Ole Opry, and it was 5 years ago this weekend. And I said, I want y'all to know, folks, and I told that story. I said, Mom, I want you to know, I finally made it. And they all just clapped. I said, well, I want y'all to know, Mama made it. And she's 90, and she was 90 years old that day. 90 years old. And she walked out, and that circle that everybody talks about had her purse clutched up against. Didn't want anybody taking her purse, you know. And she just looked around and looked at that circle, looked at all them people, and they're just, yay. I said, did you see, Mom, you got a bigger hand than Ricky Skaggs. I know, wasn't that something? I said, they might want you back. And so God knows those things that mean so much to us, and that's a memory that I'll never, ever forget. You know, and that's what really, this, especially this time of year, is about. That was an aha moment in my life for my mom. Sorry, she's getting... Praise the Lord. But it was an aha moment in my life. I just pray that this weekend the Lord gives you an aha moment about Christmas. Amen. That you will enjoy Christmas. People pass away. My dad passed away during the holidays. And we always say, I get sad during the holidays because of things like that. They wouldn't want that. Let's celebrate the greatest celebration ever. The greatest gift ever, greater than guitars, greater than music, greater than anything, the gift of his son. You know, you can give without loving, but you can never love without giving. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's us, believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Holy night. I was just sharing with a friend back here in the back, and as he was talking about when I was here in Santa Rosa at Christmas. I remember that time, and I had forgotten about it. I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And it wasn't malignant or anything, but it was needed to be taken out. It caused really bad, debilitating headaches. And it was just a very tough time. I remember the operation happened at Christmas that year, so it was only about 2 weeks later after that time that I was in the hospital on Christmas Day. And it's at times like that do you reach out to the Lord. Somebody says, I'm just glad you didn't get bitter at God or something. And how in the world could that ever happen? I got closer to the Lord during that time. I think I got better. One of my old buddies from the Grand Ole Opry, Jimmy Capps, who went to be with the Lord, he said, Doyle, I think you're a better guitar player since you lost your hearing, because I'm completely deaf on this side. I said, well, whatever that means, I'll take it anyway. Amen.
Amen. Sing this part, the last part. His name is called.